We've been talking, the prophet's been talking, Isaiah's been talking about the end time. And we've been in a little section here about that. There's going to be many more as we get into the second part of Isaiah because it's a major focus. And one of the things that the prophets do, and that includes people all the way up to John the Revelator in the book of Revelation, is they tell their people about things that God is trying to say to them right now. This is something God wants you to understand right now. It might be a word of encouragement. It might be a word of rebuke. They will tell them about what the immediate consequences are in the immediate future. In other words, the near-term prophecies that say because of this, in the next 100 years, this is going to happen. But ultimately, what they want you to know is that God is going to win. And down through through time, He is going to operate out of the His wisdom to deal with all of the permutations of man's free will, all evils caused by man's free will, and He's going to win. And when He does, it will result in the coming of Christ in the millennial kingdom, where Christ will reign on earth for 1,000 years in the way that Adam was supposed to before he fell. Paul talks about Jesus as the second Adam, the one who's going to do what the first Adam failed to do. And so the prophets spend a fair amount of time talking about the end game, what happens at the end, and that's what he's been talking about here. Now, last week we were talking about the fact that at the time of the coming of Christ, there's going to be an extraordinarily large geological upheaval, the kind of thing that might happen if a comet hit the earth. And part of what was going to happen with all of that was is that the undoing of the destruction or the reorganizing of the earth at the time of Noah's flood. Remember that before the flood of Noah, the earth was all one massive piece of land. There were not mountains and there were not valleys in the way we have them now. There was gradual terrain, but no great mountains or valleys as we had now. And at the time of Noah's flood, the tectonic plates shifted, and the land that was set on those plates was torn apart. And the pressure of all of that caused there to be great, huge troughs and mountains pushed up. All scientists agree with that. They just don't necessarily agree on when it happened. But they were pushed up. And so we wound up with a world that was two-thirds full of ocean and one-third land and all of this this configuration that we see now. And all of that, Paul refers to as the futility of the earth and its purpose, that the earth groans waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, which is the resurrection of their bodies, because the earth has been subjected to futility. It doesn't work the way God intended for it to. Sin causes barriers, sin causes difficulty, and the sin of mankind has caused our world to be a dangerous place, caused it to be a difficult place, a place that it was not designed to be before the